Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So
time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is great to be with you guys Sunday morning, and I'm excited about today's show. I teased this at the end of a show earlier this week where I was like, you know what? I think it's time to go look through all of the previous trades that have happened with the number 11 overall pick. And so, you know, put on my sleuthing hat and just went through, and it went back all the way to the year 2000. So we did 24 drafts. How many times was that number 11 trade, that number 11 pick traded, and what for? And so we're going to break down all of those trades. There were seven, six of them, I think, apply to the 49ers. And basically, we're going to go through those situations and see why the 49ers would do this given trade. Does it make sense? Does it not? And what players those are for? And we can even kind of pan out. I've included the rounds, the actual picks, and the players that those picks became. And hopefully we can get a better sense of, historically speaking, does it make sense to trade that number 11 pick and what that looks like? This is episode 1,336 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. Have to say thank you to our executive producers, 49ers George 365, David Gill, and Corey Robbins. You guys make this show happen. Y'all are the best, and all of the hashtag CCs, the countdown crews. Appreciate everybody coming through. You guys are the best. Oh, look at this. Last word on the 49ers. Hey, John, UK 49ers content creator, based out of the UK, just getting started. Need more subs and views. Hey, we appreciate you, man. And, you know, I one thing I always say, we have like 60 49ers podcasts. It ain't enough, because it's going to take somebody's show that's going to reach somebody that some of the other shows ain't making. So I don't know your name, but I will subscribe after the show. If I remember, I got to subscribe. Last word on the 49ers. Go check it out. Support. You be you. And, man, excited for you, man. I hope it goes well. And if you have any questions, reach out to me. Happy to help in any way I can. So, oh, man, we got people from all over the place. Love all these hashtag CCs, though. Man, you guys, I was worried. Sometimes I get worried that doing an earlier show, right? It's 9 o'clock on a Sunday right now. But, man, y'all some early risers. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all coming through. That's what's up. So we're also just going to get what is this? JC49er. Never seen you in here before, but I'm glad you're here. It says, title just for clicks. Should 49ers trade first round pick? The entire show is based around should the 49ers trade the first round pick, and we're going to go through those trades. So I don't know, maybe clicks. I think this might be the first time I've been called clickbait, so that's kind of interesting, but that's okay. And yes, I think that this is huge too, Bobby. We've got to talk about trading for players. Is Myles Garrett going to be available? Is Joey Bosa? I think Joey Bosa gets cut. And we're now in this age of void years and salary cap casualties in the NFL that we're not so used to. And so you get these like, oh, Devontae Adams going to be traded. Deebo Samuel's going to be traded. Cooper Kupp's going to be traded. Joey Bosa's going to be traded. Taysom Hill's going to be traded. I hate to say it, but with all these void years and the way they're structuring contracts now, more and more players are going to be cap casualties than ever before. I think... Let me phrase this individually. Joey Bosa is getting cut. Taysom Hill's getting cut. Cooper Kupp is getting cut. Devontae Adams is getting cut. And I think Deebo Samuels is getting cut as well. I know everybody's like, oh, we're going to trade. We're going to trade. These contracts, they're not trader friendly. And especially whenever you have teams like the 49ers in this Deebo Samuel deal with that March 22nd option date, they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And the NFL knows this. So why would I trade for Deebo Samuel and $17.5 million and work with that contract when I know you are going to cut him before March 22nd? And we can just pick him up off the scrap heap while you're paying him, and then we can negotiate a team-worthy or a team-friendly deal for us. Now, Myles Garrett does not fall into that realm of Joey Bosa or Deebo or Cooper Kupp or any of those guys. Myles Garrett and Max Crosby, they're different. Those you have to trade for. Those are not bad contracts, and those are better players than all the other ones I mentioned by a long shot. Trading for Myles Garrett, yeah, that's definitely something that we're going to be talking about. Bobo, I trade for Max Crosby or Myles Garrett for sure. I would as well. Lieutenant Simple Jack, what's up, man? Appreciate you, buddy. Again, we just got to keep promoting all these. The freaking Rob Lauder, the legend, Striking Gold podcast. Go check it out. It's the best out there, and no doubt about it. In 24 seasons, there were 7 trades of the number 11 pick in drafts. 7 out of 24, which obviously I'm not a smart man, but that's about a third of the time, right? So more times than not, that 11 pick stays put. Could the 49ers do that? They have traded up and down. John Lynch's first year, he tied the record for most trades ever by an organization in a draft. Most of those trades didn't work out too well. Then you go to after the Trey Lance trade in 2022, the COVID year, they didn't make one trade. They stayed put. Now, back-to-back years, they've made at least one trade. So trades will happen. And my favorite draft scenarios, 49ers are trading back. I would prefer a trade back, 100%. You got to see how the board falls because we're dealing in hypotheticals currently, right? You don't know who's going to be there at 11. Is Mason Graham going to drop to 9? I cannot create a realistic worldview where that takes place. I just can't. But if he does, all right, I'll trade up. I would trade up to 8. I would probably trade up to 7 for Mason Graham, to be honest with you. But is that going to happen? Well, let's say all the guys that, are gone at 11, and you're sitting there and Kelvin Banks is gone, Mason Graham's gone, Abdul Carter's gone, which I think it's likely that those three are gone. Yeah, I want to trade back in that situation almost completely. JD, appreciate you, man. Sunday with no 49er football, but we get John Chabot, so that's a good consolation prize. Yeah, today is the first Sunday in 6 months of no football, or the next 6 months, no NFL football. That hurts. But I'm glad that you guys are here. We're going to keep working our tail end off over here to kind of guarantee that you guys get your football fix in, and we keep you abreast of all things 49ers so that you know what's going on. That's the idea. That's what we're trying to do. Maybe we'll fail sometimes. That's okay. right here. Deebo getting cut. Hargrave getting cut. Joey Bosa is a better story. Football move for the I would love Joey Bosa to be here. Now, if you don't like injured players, you don't want Joey Bosa. That dude has missed so much time throughout his entire career. Yeah, he's amazing. And yeah, having him and his brother would be unreal. But like, I'm pulling this up now. Joey Bosa has had, 2021, he played 16 games. 2019, he played 16 games. 2017, he played 16 games. He has more times with fewer than 10 starts in a season than he does full seasons. He misses games. Now, last year he played in 14, played through a lot of banged up whatever. And, I mean, he has not had a double-digit sack season in his past 3 years combined. Like, it just had to happen. So, yeah, Joey Bosa is awesome. And he was a Pro Bowl alternate. Shouldn't have been. Five sacks. Yeah. There's more important things than sacks. I get that. But five tackle for losses, five sacks. Not like he's on the back end of his career. There's no doubt about that. He's 29, still young. He's the same age as Myles Garrett. Man. Yeah, I'd be very happy with Joey Bosa. I'm not paying a lot of money. But, Rick, right here. The Taysom Hill deal sounded mad at the time. Yeah, it was stupid, and they restructured. A big reason why the Saints are in such cap hell right now is because of that Taysom Hill deal. Sean Payton had to have him, but then Sean Payton left. And now, here's what's crazy. The Saints are going to have to cut Taysom Hill, and now Sean Payton's going to get Taysom Hill back in that Joker role at Denver for free, for pennies on the dollar. Sean Payton out there playing chess. it's what it is. He's good at what he does. I wouldn't want him as my coach, but he's a damn good coach. But man, he's such a tool. Anyway, that's just my own opinion. Take that for what you will.
Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida? And here's the thing, Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in or out as quick as 15 minutes. And now they offer MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account for this sports season. So head to prizepicks.com, use the link in the description of this podcast, or download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code 49ers. You'll get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Now, here's my favorite thing about this is it's just so simple. You pick two players, and let's say you're into basketball. Is Steph Curry going to score over 26.5 points? Is Jimmy Butler going to score over 20.5 points? Over, under, you get paid. If you get it right, that's where it is. So go to Prize Picks and use code 49ers to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
Did you know last year, save more money was the most popular New Year's resolution in America? Clearly, a lot of us feel like our money is slipping through our fingers, but it's not your fault. The whole world is trying to spend your money. There's streaming apps, delivery fees, tips on self-checkout machines. The list goes on and on. Good thing there's Acorns. Acorns helps grow your money into more of your money. Imagine if you started saving a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, how you would feel if you started investing what you already have. Well, with Acorns, it makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, or your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich either. Acorns lets you invest with spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your personal spare change. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. That's acorns.com/49ers. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate, plus 2x points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's see here. Scroll it down through this. Appreciate you, Bucky Boy. You guys are awesome. Right here, Josh. I personally think we need all the draft picks we have this year. We need players. I want more. We have 10 picks currently. Now, Josh Williams is down to the second round of GM interviews for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think it's down to four. He's one of those four. So that's a 25% chance. If he gets that job, you get a third rounder this year or next year. That would bump us to 11. It goes to 11. I want more picks. This is a top-heavy roster with not a lot of depth. So I know we have been terrible. The 49ers have been awful with compensation picks in the past. But yeah, right here, I trade to move back a few spots, get more picks. That's what I want to do too. And I understand we don't usually pick at 11, but there is not a clear... I've got three guys, Abdul Carter, Mason Graham, and Kelvin Banks currently. If those guys are there or available, I'm taking them in a heartbeat. I'm not listening to offers if I get one of those three. If I can't, I don't have that much of a difference between players 5 through 25. I really, really don't. You're talking Armon Mimbu versus Josh Simmons. You're talking Walter Nolan. I'm trying to think of Derek Harmon. Like, I have those guys so close together at defensive tackle, so close together at offensive tackle. I don't see a big difference there. So that's why, again, I have three, and I'm going to keep saying that. Maybe somebody gets added into that. Does Tet McMillan fit that? I don't think he'll be there anyway. Niners usually don't go after that 6'5", huge whatever. But, I mean, he's a stud. Should not be drafting a wide receiver in the first round, 49ers. You need to build in the trenches. But he is a stud. He is a stud. Elijah, I don't like the 11th pick. Not getting Mason there and a bit of a reach on other needs. I agree. I do agree. Justin, if we don't trade the first for a player, trade back and then trade up in the second. I love pairing trades. Trade back and a trade up together. We did it with Javon Kinlaw. Didn't work with Kinlaw, but it worked for Ayuk, right? Fell back, use that capital to jump up. That's what I want to do as well. Because you have that 43 pick in the second round. So if you do fall from 11, man, partner that with that 43 and jump up. I would just absolutely love that. Invader, this draft has 8 to 10 first round grades. So you don't want to get much in a trade back. Again, what are those? Like, do you have a quarterback up there? We're not taking a quarterback. I mean, Ashton Jeanty, yeah, I have a first round grade on him. I'm not taking him in the first round. I would not take that player in the first. I'm not drafting a running back in the first round. If we were just a running back away, maybe, but still, I think that's a misuse of resources. Malachi Starks is amazing. I don't know if I'm taking a safety that high. Having said that, Minkah Fitzpatrick went at pick 11, and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So my draft axioms don't always fit, right? There's exceptions to every rule. I'm not drafting the tight end. Tyler Warren's amazing. Colson loves to. Now, let me say this. I know everybody talks about Tyler Warren. Colson is a better receiver. He's a better route runner, better catcher, better receiver. And so, like, if I'm pairing, if you ask me who I want to pair with George Kittle, dude, I think there's a conversation that needs to be had, right? And Colson needs to be involved in that conversation. I know everybody loves Tyler Warren. I do too. And I'm not saying that Colson should go first, but I'm saying there's a conversation. And I get that people don't want Michigan and, you know, whatever else and whatever. Colson Loveland, Michigan, that dude, he's a dude. And I guarantee you a lot of teams are going to have Colson over Tyler Warren. Not all teams, and it might be a 16-16 split. But, man, but with this tight end class being so deep, you should definitely not be spending a top 11 pick on a tight end personally. But it should be in there. He should be in there. Definitely in the conversation. All right. Well, let's go into some of these trades. So, now, understand as we talk through this, I went digging deep. And I just went year by year and tried to consolidate what all these trades were. And again, 6 times this pick has been traded, the number 11 overall pick, since the year 2000. So it's been around for a while. Now, one of the trades I just discounted, it was the Denver Broncos and Jay Cutler and the Kyle Orton swap, the Bears and the Broncos. That one I just kind of discounted because it was a quarterback for quarterback trade. It was weird. Doesn't really apply to us. But that number 11 pick that they traded for, the future 11, eventually was Anthony Davis. It did come to us. So that is interesting. So that number 11 pick was traded not once but twice before it wound up with the 49ers, and the 49ers took good old Anthony Davis. Now, let's start with that trade, okay? If we look at that 2010 trade, it was traded in 2009. Jay Cutler, Kyle Orton swapped teams, and that number 11 pick in 2010 was involved. Then they traded it to us. So here's what happened. The 49ers traded from 13 up to 11. So you can look at this one of two ways, trading from 11 to 13 or what it would cost to trade up. The 49ers got pick 11. That's a 1250 Jimmy Johnson trade point. We're using the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, just so you know. And by the way, it almost came out point by point on all six of these trades. There are three quarterback trades. Those always have a little bit more. You pay a little premium if you trade up for a quarterback. There's three quarterback trades, three non-quarterback trades. The Jimmy Johnson trade point discrepancy, the largest one for a non-quarterback trade was 3% or 38 points, which comes out to pick 140. So close. On quarterback trades, the largest point discrepancy was 8%. So you have a 3% jump to an 8% jump. Now, I know we're dealing with two small sample sizes, 3 and 3. But the largest trade discrepancy for a quarterback trade was 106 points on the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, which is equivalent to pick 99, which I think the 49ers are going to get this year. So it kind of shows you, if you get a team that can trade up for a quarterback, you're going to get more. If no quarterbacks are involved, you're going to get less. It's just the way that it goes. Quarterbacks change everything. So back to that 2010 trade. The 49ers got pick 11, which is worth 1250. The Broncos got number 13 overall and a fourth rounder, which is pick 113. So you picked up an extra fourth just to jump up two spots. Now those players, we got Anthony Davis. Listen to this. The Broncos got Brandon Graham, but traded that again to the Eagles. And with that fourth pick, they traded that again to the Patriots. That was Aaron Hernandez, the killer himself. And what was even more crazy about that, that first round pick got traded three times over the course of 2 years. That pick eventually became Brandon Graham, Dez Bryant, then Demaryius Thomas, and Eric Decker. Like, all those picks were accumulated in there. The Niners got Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis was a good pick, but I'm not going to put him in a category with a lot of those other guys. I like driving into the, like, how deep does this hole go? You want to follow the white rabbit, right? That was my best Morpheus impression. That was terrible. Sorry about that. So that's one. So number 11 equaled pick 13 and pick 113. That was 2010. Now, the next non-quarterback trade was 2016. This had to do with the Bucks. They got pick 11 and pick 106. So again, a fourth rounder and pick 11, trading back from number 9. And this involves another 49ers player, Leonard Floyd. The Bears traded up from 11 to 9 and got Leonard Floyd. That equals 1,350 points. The Bucks got 11 and 106. That equals 1,332. So you're talking close. I mean, you're just a couple points off. So 1,332 was their trade pick value, number 11 and number 106, a first and a fourth rounder. The Bears got number 9, 1,350. Vernon Hargraves, one of the biggest busts. I actually liked him. One of the worst corners to ever come out of the draft. But number 106 that they also got, Eric Murray, not too great either. Bears 100% won this trade. So the 11th and the 106 pick didn't pan out. The number 9 pick did. And so if you're talking about, man, what would it take to jump to 9 if somebody fell that you liked? Again, my guys, y'all know who I like. I like Mason Graham. I like Kelvin Banks. Should we trade up for those guys? Not necessarily. Yeah, Mason Graham, I would. Probably not Kelvin Banks. But it's going to cost you a fourth. We have 112. It would cost us number 11 and number 112. Our first and our fourth to jump up two spots. So my question to you is, who's worth it to trade up those two spots? In your opinion, Macy Graham, Abdul Carter, is there anybody else? I want to see how the chat goes. Is there anybody else that you see would be worth losing an additional fourth round pick to jump up and make sure you got at pick 9? Yeah, right here. Macy Graham is the only trade up target. Josh, Abdul Carter is not realistic at all. I agree. I do agree. I don't put Travis Hunter in that, but he's probably worth it. He's probably worth it. And yeah, I like this flip side, David. Thank you. Maybe someone falls in love with Jenty and trades up with us ahead of the Cowboys. The Cowboys are telegraphing their pick. They always do. They always do. They got jumped last year when they wanted the kid out of Texas that was hurt. His name's slipping my mind right now. I can see his face. They got jumped by Carolina, and they were pissed. Jerry Jones was so furious. But maybe somebody does. Why would you trade up for a running back? I don't know. Yeah, Oscar says, do not trade up. There's too much good talent. Nobody. Bobby says, nope. Right here, I think the 49ers have Walter Nolan over Mason Graham on their board. That is crazy talk, Invader. But I respect your opinion, as always. You know that. He's a better three technique, maybe. I guarantee somebody will. Somebody that just wants a true three technique. But, man, that tape doesn't say, man, it's possible. It wouldn't be the craziest things they've done. Only trade up for Macy Graham. Jenty makes sense. Somebody traded up for him. Man, I would not trade it for a running back. But, again, as soon as I, like, try to apply logic to all 32 NFL teams, the back of my head just says, look, dude, Joe Schoen still has a job with the Giants. He didn't even get fired. After one of the worst GM years in the history of football, that dude didn't even get fired. Trent Baalke has had a job forever. He doesn't have a job right now. But, like, there are idiots out there. There are dumb people. There's Dallas Mavericks GMs that exist in the world. So, yeah, while I can sit here and say there's no way anybody's going to do that, yes, there are stupid people that would trade freaking... Jonathan Brooks is who I was thinking, not Mingo the wide receiver. Sorry, Jonathan Brooks. Thank you. So Mason Graham and Carter will be bust. Wow. There is no need to trade up and draft Banks. I think he's gone before 11, but I don't think that you need to trade up for him. If he's gone, I'm fine taking one of the other guys, Campbell, Mimbu, Simmons, the ACL. But again, those are trade down candidates in my opinion. I know a lot of people have Will Campbell over Banks. I don't think that that's necessarily a mistake. I value Banks more because I think he's the clearest left tackle in the class, not named Josh Simmons, but Josh Simmons got an ACL. That's where it gets weird. David. Oh, sorry. I tried to click wrong one. Chat's blowing up. Appreciate you guys. What's up, John? Trade back, get Walter Nolan. That would be ideal. That would be ideal. I like that. I like that. All right, let's get back to our last non-quarterback trade that took place in 2022, recently. That's two drafts ago, right? The Saints got number 11. That turned into Chris Olave, 1250. Simple trade. The Commanders traded up. The Saints traded up from 16. Here's what the Saints gave up. Number 16, number 98, a third rounder, and number 120. And number 120, a fourth rounder. So a first, third, and a fourth to jump up five spots. This is my favorite trade. If I could copy and paste and say, boom, let's do this trade. And I've talked about this before. The Arizona Cardinals hold pick 15. I'm sorry, hold pick 16 this year. It makes sense for them to trade up if somebody falls to them. I could see that. They need premium talent. Now, they haven't been doing that recently, but whatever. So, again, the Saints got pick 11 and Chris Olave. The Commanders got pick 16, Johan Dotson. Terrible. One of the worst wide receiver picks. And what great wide receivers, you know, in that 2022 class. They got the worst one. But they did get Brian Robinson, right? Number 98. He was a stud in the third round. And they got Brandon Smith in the fourth round. So not bad there. Brian Robinson's a stud. I would take Chris Olave over all those. So the trade-up was worth it for the Saints in this one. Saints have had some terrible trades. Terrible first-round trades. But I think this one was good. I would take Olave over Dotson, Robinson, and Brandon Smith. But I don't think either team really lost here. Saints got 1,250 Jimmy Johnson trade point charts, points, chart points with pick 11. And the Commanders got 1,162. So they didn't even pay a premium. But man, you mean tell me you get pick 16, 98, and 120? Dude, I would sign up for that one. Ugh. In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Oh, we got some Trey Harris talk going down. Daniel Jeremiah, man, whenever he speaks, people jump on there. We talked about Trey Harris yesterday, and I've got a question later on in the show where I'm going to dive more into Trey Harris. I really like Trey Harris. Now, the injuries, whatever else, but he is a stud. Yeah, Harris, he's really, really good. Will he make it to 43? We're going to talk about that, so I'm going to pause that conversation a little bit later. Dude's really, really good. But that 2022 trade is probably the one that I am most excited about. And if I could sign up, it's a non-quarterback trade, so I feel like it's more likely. Again, Saints traded up, gave up 16, 98, and 120 for that 11 pick. Ah, I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Now, let's get to the three quarterback trades. And let's just say, hypothetically, there's two ways a quarterback trade would happen. I think the latter is more likely. The first is maybe Cam Ward or maybe Sanders falls to 11. I doubt that that happens. It's happened in the past. I don't like this quarterback class. I really, really don't. But there are so many quarterback needy teams. There is a very clear defined, these are the first two quarterbacks. Now, some people will have Cam Ward number one. Some people will have Shedeur Sanders number one, whatever. But those seem to be the first two guys. But number three, Jackson Dart seems to be the consensus number three guy. Is he worth that 11 pick? God, no. Not in my opinion. But again, there are so many quarterback needy teams. And you look at what happened last year in the draft. How many quarterbacks went in the top 12? Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six. Six quarterbacks went in the top 12 last year. I don't think that's going to happen again this year. But maybe somebody is sitting there and saying, could really use a quarterback and jump up. It's a long shot, but that is the pathway for these next three trades. Okay, these next three trades. So the 2009 trade with Kyle Orton, Jay Cutler, I'm not really talking about that one. 2021, this is the Trey Lance draft. The Bears jumped from 20 to 11 to get Justin Fields, okay? So they got pick 11, and this is where you can start to see teams pay a premium. Well, these quarterback trades are different. They just hit different. So the Bears got pick 11, 1250, right? 1250 points, Justin Fields. Here's what the Giants got. Pick 20, a fifth rounder, pick 164, a future first, which came out to pick number seven, and a future fourth. So a first fifth and a future first fourth. Now here's where it gets tricky. How do you articulate the point system and all those things? Most sites and teams count future first round picks as 450 points, which is like a second rounder this year. So the 450 is pick 45 overall. I'm not saying that's what I do. I'm saying that's kind of the general consensus. You add up all those points. The Bears got 1250. The Giants gave up 1356. 1356. Now listen to the players that the Giants got. Kadarius Toney, huge miss. Jamar Johnson, meh. Evan Neal, huge miss. Daniel Bellinger is probably the best player that they got. And that was a future fourth pick, 112 overall, a year later. Now, was Justin Fields amazing? No. Was he worth the trade up? No. But he's the best player in the trade. Both teams lost this one. There's no winner. There's no winner in this trade. None. And so, but you mean to tell me, again, let's pose the question. Would you drop from 11 to 20 and get a future first? The answer is hell yeah. The answer is a hell yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin somewhere just like, hell yeah. Like, yes, you do that. Now, what team would be willing to do that that's picking late? I don't know. Who needs quarterbacks in the future? Let's see here. Let's go through. So, like, if a team's going to drop 20, Denver's at 20, no. Pittsburgh's at 21, maybe, but that's not really how they do business. Chargers at 22, no. Packers at 23, no. Minnesota 24, no. 25, Houston, no. Rams at 26, maybe. Maybe. If the Rams wanted to trade up and get Jackson Dart, would you do that trade? You get their number 26 pick this year with some change and their first-round pick next year? I might. I don't know if I want McVay to get his guy, but they try trading up last every year. They always try to trade up. I don't know. Would y'all do that? If the Rams call and say, hey, you get our first-round pick this year, which is 26, our third-round pick this year, which is 90, and our first-round pick next year, two firsts and a third to drop down to 26. Ooh, the conversation would be had. I don't know if I want to trade for McVay to get a quarterback he likes. Ugh. I don't know. Would y'all do that trade? I'm going to give you guys some time to think about this. But again, I want to get to your answers. The Rams call, and interdivision trades happen all the time in the draft. The Rams call and say, hey, we're going to give you our first this year, first next year, and third round pick this year for pick 11. You fall back to 26, but you get our first next year. Would you say yes as a 49ers GM? Would you trade and help them up and think, man, we get two first-rounders next year. We don't know how good they're going to be, but they're going to get their quarterback. What would you do? Now, if you want to bet who the first overall pick is, you know where you got to go.
The NFL season may be done, but betting with MyBookie, which has been going on for 10 years now, is still in full swing. You want to bet the NFL draft? You think you know who's going to go first overall? Is it going to be Abdul Carter, the star pass rusher? Or is it going to be a quarterback, Cameron Ward, Shedeur Sanders? Head over there, and you can make that prediction now. Those bets are already up. You're a big basketball guy. Who's going to make the playoffs after the trade deadline? A lot of big trades took place. Head over there. Who's going to make the playoffs? You can bet individual games, parlay, whatever it is you want to do. Head to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers or scan this QR code to my right. And you will get 50% deposit bonus on your very first deposit. And they have everything, whether you want to do casino bets, live casinos, lotto, racing, you name it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
All right, just adding some more context to this trade, okay? The Rams picks, 26s were 700 points. Their third rounder is worth 150, right? So that's like 840. Then you add on the 450, it comes out to about 1300. So you're giving up 1250, and you're getting back 1300. So the numbers on the trade chart, they work for this hypothetical. Rams give you a first and future first and their third round pick this year for the 49ers 11. So I asked everybody, would you do this trade? And I love this. I'm trying to scroll to the part. Josh, not with the Rams, though. I do the trade easily, but not with the Rams. Oscar says, yes, do it. Two first-round picks, yes. Invader, I do it in a heartbeat, yes. Crack is lying. We're having a good time, man. Wouldn't like it, but I do it, says Monkey Boy. Charlie, I do it. Steven, yes, shoot. We traded back with KC last year. Yeah, we did. We did. Not helping my division at all. Right. There's two old school thoughts that, look, we don't help our opposing team. Or, you know what? I think we're smarter than them. I think we can do that. Bill Belichick talked about it last year. Probably one of my favorite clips. You don't go into the draft. Your only sole focus is, does this make us better? Is this better for my team? Is this better for my team? Does this make the 49ers better? Yes or no, that's your answer. But it does have a little bit of a lingering effect. Man, what does he see? And then what happens if that trade happens? They get their quarterback and he's a future Pro Bowler. And then you're just like, ah, it hurts. David, I take the Rams trade because it's about self-belief. Well said. Niners still beat Rams. Shanahan going to believe it? Yes, I think so too. David, I'd make that trade with any of our rivals, no problem. Yes, and hope they whiff on the pick. I don't believe Jackson Dart. I do like. Is he worth the 11 pick? I don't think so. Not in my opinion. But they tried to trade up last year for Brock Bowers. They tried to. And it didn't happen. They tried to trade up like two or three times for Brock Bowers. And it didn't happen. McVay doesn't scare me. I like it. We don't know how well next year's draft will be. So multiple picks in round one next year would benefit us a lot. Yes. Stop with the trading first round pick. No more Shanahan Trey Lance specials. But you're getting an extra pick. It's the opposite. You're just saying don't trade at all. Don't trade at all. And it's funny because we traded back from number two to number three with Solomon Thomas. Obviously, that was a terrible pick, but that trade got us Fred Warner. We don't get Fred Warner without that trade back. And then people want to talk about the Javon Kinlaw. You should have took worse. Yes, that's correct. But without that trade back, guess what? You don't get Brandon Ayuk. And so I don't think that all the trades have been bad. I don't think that they all have been bad. Oh, this has turned into a Shanahan McVay debate. Oh, good Lord. wasn't where I was wanting to go with that. But that's okay. I personally would do the trade because of this draft. And so here, I'm going to give you two examples, okay? The number 11 pick on the overall big board of Dane Brugler is Colston Loveland. I'm not taking him at the 11 pick, but I do like him. Tyler Warren's 10. Now, the difference, if the board fell the way Dane Brugler's top 11 goes, here are the players that are still on the board that I would take past 11. I'll just give you the names. Mike Green, Will Johnson's, Malachi Starks, Cam Ward. I take Mikael Williams or one of the tackles. I probably take one of the offensive tackles. But if I drop all the way down to, what are they picking, 26? Yeah, 26. The 26 is Kenneth Grant, Matthew Golden, Nick Eman. Walter Nolan's number 29 on Dane Brugler's big board. Now, if you're like, well, I don't like his big board. All right, cool. Let's go to mock draft database. Not that it is more accurate or whatever else, but it's just based off of computer algorithms. Kelvin Banks is the number 11 player on mock draft database. The number 26 player is Jahdae Barron, Nick Skorton, 27, Matthew Golden, 28, Josh Connerly. Like, man, you take Nick Skorton. If we trade back and get Nick Skorton, I know Josh would be happy with that. I'd be totally cool with that. Now, we have one more trade. This happened last year with the Vikings. The Vikings and the Jets made a huge trade. So, and this trade was traded a few times. Was it the Vikings? Oh, I might have messed up my notes on this one. Oh, I want to make sure I get this correct before I jack this up and I get 20 emails saying, Sean, you were totally wrong on this. Yeah, I was right. The Jets, not the Vikings. No, they traded with them. Yeah, I was correct. I'm an idiot. So the Jets traded up with the Vikings, right? And so what happened here, this trade was weird. So here's how the trade panned out. The Vikings got pick 10, J.J. McCarthy, and a six-round pick 203. This is the difference if the 49ers were to jump up one spot, okay? So from 11 to 10. Vikings got 10 and 203. They got J.J. McCarthy and Will Richard. 13, 10 points, right? 1,310 trade chart points. The Jets got pick 11. A fourth-rounder, pick 129, which was traded to us for Isaac Garrido. So that pick became Isaac Garrido. And a fifth-rounder, 157, Chow Smith-Wade. So Jets got 11, 129, 157. Vikings got 10 and 203. So you have to kind of make up a little bit of a discrepancy. The points work out relatively well, but this is a quarterback trade. The Vikings gave up 13-10. And the Jets gave up 13-21. It's almost point for point difference. But yeah, what would you rather have? Pick 10 and 203 or 11, 129, 157? Now, the players the Jets took Fashanu, their offensive lineman, didn't pan out too well. Garendo came with us, whatever. Shaw Smith, wait, he might be the best player they got out of that trade. But the Vikings got their quarterback in the future, maybe. Maybe. So it just provides a little bit more context and concrete evidence. This is what has happened in the past. So for me, the 2022 trade is my favorite. That's where the Saints or the Commanders fell from 11 to 16, picked up a third and a fourth. That's ideal. And for everybody, it's like, oh, trade back and get a second. Trade back and get a second. That has not happened with the number 11 overall pick in 24 consecutive drafts. Hasn't happened. No team has traded the 11 overall pick to go get a second round pick. Yeah, I want a second too. Hasn't happened. Doesn't mean it won't happen. But if we're going to base these trades, these clickbait trades, according to one person, these are the trades that have happened since the year 2000. It's a decent sample size with pick 11. Not one time has it been traded for a second round pick. Hasn't happened. You can get thirds, you can get fourths, you can get future firsts. Not one time for a second. So whenever you're doing your mock drafts and you're like, ooh, trade back and get a second, just know that's never happened this millennia. Doesn't mean it can't. Does not mean that it can't. It can happen. Just hasn't. You know what I mean? All right, here we go. I gotta catch up with the chat. Y'all went off a little bit. I love it. It went from Shanahan to McVay to Purdy's not a quarterback to he is to whatever. The Bears have 2 seconds. Let's look at the draft chart. Chicago has 510 and 490. Or sorry, pick 39 and pick 42. That comes out to 980. Our pick's 1250. If the Bears said, hey, we'll give you both of our seconds this year and our second next year, it still doesn't fit. Still doesn't fit. And they pick right in front of us at 10. Yeah, I'm not opposed to that trade, but like you've got to come up with 39. So let's say you get both the Bears' second round picks and their future first. There's no way they would do that. That's too much. But the trade chart, that's still too much. It's hard to figure out something that's going to work mathematically. It would basically be the 49ers would give up our first and our fourth for both Chicago seconds this year and their first next year. I would do that. No way Chicago's doing that. It would be fun, though. It would be very, very fun. Let's see. I'm skeptical about trade up for Mason. Man, I am not. you guys are awesome. Deebo at 11 to Browns for Garrett. That would be ideal, but Deebo does not help the Garrett trade to the Browns. The Browns are in such cap hell. Taking $17.5 million contract on makes no sense. The Browns would rather do that trade without Deebo. Debo's a negative in that trade. That will make them less likely to do the trade than to do the trade. Again, my deal to the Bears is first and fourth and future third. That's what I'm offering. That's it. Or a first, fourth, future second. I could do that. That's as far as I could go. I could not go farther. Just couldn't do it. So anyway, now, awesome question I got, and I saw somebody bring up Trey Harris earlier in the chat. Barnaby W sent out an email, and I appreciate you. I love all the emails and questions. It helps point me in the right direction where you want to go. And if you ever have topics, I can't get to all of them, but email me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. We're in the off season. We could do some deep dives. Can't get to all of them. I will respond to all the emails, but I'm not saying I'll add it to the show. Sometimes I think it works. Here's what Barnaby said. Since most of our wide receivers aren't great at beating man coverage, which wide receiver prospects can beat man coverage the best? I'd love to hear your opinion. Great question. So I made two lists and just went through pure analytical, okay? This is yards per route run last year only versus man coverage. Yards per route run last year only versus man coverage. These are draft prospects. So the 6 wide receivers with the best yards per route run, over 3.5 yards per route run, that's pretty solid. Jalen Royals, who I've talked about, I think 2 weeks in a row. Torrey Horton, who is one of the smoothest pure wide receivers that just does everything right. Kobe Hudson. I took Kobe Hudson on our draft mock draft yesterday, our all offense only mock draft with Kruger yesterday. I really like Kobe Hudson out of UCF. Mario Williams out of Tulane. He's not on my list, but he jumps off as that. And then the number one, and not even close, is Trey Harris, who Invader says is my pick at 43. Now, listen to these yards per route run, okay? Jalen Royals, 3.5. Torrey Horton, 3.6. Kobe Hudson, 3.7. Mario Williams, 4.0. All amazing. And then you get to Trey Harris, 10.4. Over twice the yards per route run than any other player that is draft eligible this year from college football. Whenever I talk Trey Harris, again, the purest ex-wide receiver in this class, maybe not named Tate McMillan. Size, speed, deep threat. Missed a lot of 2024 with the hip groin. That's a red area. Does not run the full route tree. They don't do that at Ole Miss. It's hitch, slant, post, goes. But, man, he can run it all. I don't think routes are going to be a problem with him. He just never was asked to do it. Run solid routes. Just looks like an NFL wide receiver. True X potential. Drop rate a little too high. Injuries might make him fall a little bit lower than he should. But he's got 2,200-plus snaps, which is great. He's played all over the place. Returned 4 kicks in his career. And again, he went to Louisiana Tech, which is awesome. Go Bulldogs. Then transferred to Ole Miss and just showed up and dominated the SEC his first game. I think one of his first games was against Alabama, and dude just showed up immediately. He's a damn good player, man. I'm telling you, this guy can play, and he is incredible. He's good for his zone, too. Good for his zone, too. Now, the flip side of that, which wasn't asked for, the lowest yards per route run versus man, minimum 10 reps. Both Texas wide receivers were on this, Isaiah Bond and Matthew Golden, but they only had like 4 reps each. It was just kind of like people didn't play man against Texas because they're such a strong run team. Anyway, lowest, Daquan Felton, 1.25. Samuel Brown, 1.1. Savion Williams, a guy I've talked about, potential off the charts. Cordarrelle Patterson, can't beat man coverage, 1.09. Theo Weiss Jr., 0.9. And Brew McCoy, out of Tennessee, 0.9. So you can kind of see the difference, and you're like, oh, well, 2 yards per route run versus man? Well, let's say you run 30 routes versus man. That's 60 yards difference in a game. It matters. And so positive, and again, this is just analytical, right? That's not the full answer, but if you want somebody that beats man coverage, Jalen Royals, Torrey Horton, Kobe Hudson, Mario Williams, Trey Harris, those are your man beaters. That's just where it is. Trey and BA would be awesome. Yes, it is. What's up, Law of All? How you doing, man? How you doing? Elijah, I like Harris, but there's too much already invested at wide receiver. Shouldn't be taking one till at least third. Agreed, agreed, agreed. I don't think that's what Kyle will do. But, man, I would be so happy. Oh, man, I would be so happy. Right here, BA will be back in November. Trey, Juan, Ricky ain't good enough. Shoot, yeah, I don't think you're getting better than that, Fozzie. I mean, you are. How many first-round wide receivers you need? We have more than everybody already. Who else has 2 first-round wide receivers that they drafted? I maybe 1 or 2 teams, maybe 1 or 2. That's it. I mean, we've got first rounders everywhere. Yeah, no wide receivers till the 4th. I'd prefer to wait. I would prefer a veteran wide receiver to step in right off the bat, not a rookie. Not saying we shouldn't draft a rookie. I want to draft a rookie, but late. I want to draft a rookie late. Trey, appreciate the super chat. Chaps, you think we have a chance to be in the bowl next year? Yes, I do. 100%. Now, again, my understanding of Super Bowl competitors is if you can make the playoffs, you're involved. You get to the tournament, crazy things can happen. And people are like, oh, man, nobody was beating that Philly team. Man, I was out drinking with the friends yesterday, and they got NFL Network on, And the Rams were beating the freaking Eagles in the fourth quarter in the playoffs. And then, you know, three straight turnovers, that's going to flip it. But, like, you get in the tournament, the ball bounces funny, man. All you can do is just give yourself an opportunity. Do I see the 49ers roster as contenders? Yes, I do. Do I see the NFC West as a powerhouse? I do not. I think NFC West was one of the worst divisions in the NFL. We had one all-pro player for the entire NFC West. All four teams combined had one all-pro player. It was Fred Warner. That was it. Rams didn't have one. Seahawks didn't have one. Cardinals didn't have one. We had one. Kittle got screwed. We should have had two. So my question is, do I see the 49ers in contention for the NFC West? You bet your ass I do. Yeah. Is Sorensen back as our DC? Oh, he's not? Yeah, we got a chance. Do we have the worst special teams coordinator in the NFL? Oh, we don't? Yeah, we got a chance. The roster, the coaching staff have dramatically improved. The roster hasn't yet, but it will through free agency, and it will through the draft. Who are our major losses? Hargrave didn't play at all, and he was terrible whenever he did play. He had one good game last year. One of the worst contracts ever. Dre Greenlaw, is he going to come back? I don't know. Didn't play much for us this year anyway. Hufanga, is he going to be back? I doubt it. Did play a lot for us this year. So, like, what are we losing? Debo? We're losing Debo? I think that's a big loss. Was he great this year? Nobody would say yes. Ayuk's going to miss part of the season. Guess what happened last year? He missed almost all of it. And he wasn't ready whenever he was there. So, like, find the area where it's like, oh, man, we're missing a lot here. Eric Saubert? Come on, man. Like, you know, Devondre Campbell, get real. We're losing guys, and I'm not trying to say we're better off without all of them, but are there any difference makers that's just like, man, that changes everything? You might get Christian McCaffrey back. All right. Jordan Mason, he might come back. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, yes, I consider the 49ers to be contenders. I 100% do. If you have the opportunity to compete for your division, you sure as hell are contenders. And again, I've coached high school ball, but like nobody has the attitude. Duncanville has had the attitude where I coached at. They won back-to-back state championships. They lost in the semis this year. But like, man, things got to go your way. And Duncanville probably would have had it, but they had a 4th-and-1, and it went the wrong way. It didn't go their way. They got stuffed, and that was it. It would have been 3 times ready champs in the most difficult college football playoff atmosphere in the country. But sometimes it just doesn't go your way. Sometimes you fumble the ball. Sometimes you don't. So, yes, I do 100% consider the 49ers to be contenders and in the Super Bowl, relevant for the Super Bowl. Does that mean they'll make it? That's not what I'm saying. It's here in San Francisco. You got home field advantage. Why the hell not? Why not us? Why? Figure out a reason why. You want to talk NFC? All right, cool. The Eagles obviously won the Super Bowl, dominated everybody. Yeah, they just lost their offensive coordinator. They've got a lot of free agents over there. Their defense, my defensive player of the year was Zach Bond, the linebacker. Ah, he's a free agent now. Eagles going to pay him $18 million a year? That's what you're going to have to do to keep him. They're missing Josh Sweat. He ain't going to be back. They're going to miss a couple of linemen. They're not going to be back. Now, do I expect the Eagles to be contenders? Sure. But they got way more question marks than we do. The Rams, are the Rams trading Matthew Stafford? What the hell are they doing? Cardinals, let's be real. Seahawks. Seahawks aren't in the best cap situation. They're switching their offensive scheme. Is DK going to be back? Yeah, they won 10 games this year, and I discount that too often. That was our only division win, was against the Seahawks. Yeah, I consider the 49ers to be relevant enough to be involved in the Super Bowl. I do 100%. Rusty, my man, says, dude, addition by subtraction is a real thing. It is. It is. It's a big deal. And so we'll see. So, I like this right here. As long as we have another option at center and load up at DT. Those would be my two biggest highlighted in red depth chart emergency positions. Those are issues. Wide receiver is not the issue. Yeah, we do need help at wide receiver, but nothing like defensive tackle or O-line. Not even close. Not even close. So, right there, man. Bobby, go get Dahlman. I want Ryan Kelly, but I would be very happy with Dahlman. Yeah, Jake Moody's still on the team. Ah, it is. Anyway, hopefully this is a good show. Hopefully this was informative. We went through a lot of historical data points, which hopefully wasn't too overwhelming. But, man, I look at these trades from that number 11 spot, and there are options. Now, again, if Mason Graham falls, I'm trading up. Probably wouldn't go past 8, though. And if Mason Graham doesn't fall and I stay at 11, I'm taking Kelvin Banks. If he's not there, people are going to be shocked where Kelvin Banks goes, I think. Tackles always get pushed up. Then I'm trading back. Give me that 2022 drop from 11, pick up 16, 98, 120. Man, that is just chef's kiss. Amazing, amazing, amazing. This has been fun. I hope you guys have a great Sunday. And if you got questions, please reach out. And again, if you want to support the show and you like what we do, man, please go to the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon page. It's in the link description of this video podcast. That's how we feed our family. And we keep going all offseason. We just posted Javon Walker, Mikael Williams, breakdowns over there on the All 22. And we're just going to keep adding to that as we keep going. You guys are the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly.